Yeah. That's good music right there. Yeah, Kim Waters. Feels like Friday night. Yeah. Good morning to all. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Shalom. Islam. Hi. Howdy. Good morning. Yeah, however you say it, that's what time it is. You woke up with us this morning, blessed. That's what it is. You're blessed. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstances. You know, we're blessed to be alive, you know. We could be a benefit to somebody. We could be a blessing to somebody today. You feel me? Ramadan Mubarak, Muslims. You feel me? As we observe Ramadan worldwide, ninth month of Ramadan, in the Muslim ninth month, the Muslim calendar, fasting, prayer, reflection, and community. Those are the orders of the day and what's going on. So today, our word of the day, that's how we're going to start the show off today with the word of the day, and that's going to be community. And we just need to really understand what community is, because we in communities, but we don't understand what community is. And listen, we got to go back to understanding words. That's what these spells that have been casting on us, because we don't understand language, we don't understand words, etymology. And we could just study words. We could just go back and study the dictionary from A to Z, do the Malcolm X on them. Study the dictionary from A to Z. You'd start learning the words and roots. So today, we're going to go into community. Well, the word community, if you look at the word community, it has two words in there. It has commune, and it has unity, or like I like to say, common unity, because that's what you're supposed to have. But it has commune and it has unity. The root of it is commune. So that's what we have to start at. Before we even get to community, we need to understand what commune means. Okay, so that's what we put to do this morning. Now, this is from the Random House Dictionary of the English Language. And this is a 60s version here. Okay, so the older you back, farther back you go, the more original the definitions will be. Okay, this says commune, one, to converse or talk together. Wait a minute now. Let me get it out here. It says, to converse or talk together, usually with profound intensity, intimacy, etc. Interchange thoughts or feelings. Two, interchange of ideas or sentiments. Hold on. So let me run that back. Let me run that back again now. Let me make sure that we all in one. Y'all with me now? Hold on now. Commune. To converse or talk together, usually with profound intensity, intimacy, etc. Interchange thoughts or feelings. Two, interchange of ideas or sentiments. So on a profound level, on a real in-depth and profound. If we don't know what profound means, here's a definition of profound. Penetrating or entering deeply into subjects of thought or knowledge. Two, intense, extreme. Three, being or going far beneath what is superficial, external, or obvious, of deep meaning. Five, extending, situated, or originating far down or far beneath the surface. And it goes on and on in depth. You feel me? This ain't no on the surface, no shuck and jive. No, this is deep. So commune. So the first thing we was dealing with is commune in the community. So we conversing or talking together, usually with profound intensity and intimacy. We interchange in thoughts or feelings and ideas and sentiments. Okay? So that's the first part of it. Okay? Now we gotta slide down here and see what the unity part of it is. Because that's what we're missing. UNITY. Y'all remember, if you're old enough, you remember Queen Latifah? UNITY, UNITY, that means unity. Man, after that, she went quiet. I don't know. It got to the big screen. We don't be hollering that no more. But yeah, unity. So unity says the state of being one oneness. Wow. So it's no way we have a community. We're not being the state of being one oneness, and we're not being together, intensely or intimacy. We have an intimacy for sure. That's what we do, and we sure have an intimacy. Yeah, we doing that intensely, but we're not conversing or talking together. We're not coming together, interchanging our thoughts and our ideas and our sentiments on what we need to do to grow out of our situation. So that's the struggle. That's what we're going through. So during this time of reflection, during this month of Ramadan, during this spiritual cleansing and deeper inner cleansing, this is, you know, and this is, listen, I don't want to offend nobody, but this is personal for self. This is what I had to learn about for self. See, you know, when I was born and I used to have to go to church, you see what I'm saying? So on Sunday, you know, I would go and be a good boy. In my case, I never was being a good boy. I was acting up being in the church. But I had to, you know, put on my cloth. Put it that way. I had to put on my polished cloth of suit on Sunday. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday was cut-up time. And that's how it usually goes on and on into older age or whatever, you know. Go to the bar Saturday, Friday, and Saturday. You know, go to church and say we repent. Or go to the mosque, say we repent. Or go to the synagogue, say we repent. Okay, boom, back and doing again. So for the Muslims, you pray five times a day, whether you busting down physically or inside of yourself, if one is conscious enough and staying in tune like that. So then if you're doing something that you know that you're not supposed to be doing in your spirit, and then you continue to do that, then that's not repentance, you know. So it's like a child, you know, you're not going to spank a child the first time they try to touch the socket in the wall. You got to teach the child that that's the socket and that it harm the child. Once you know that the child acknowledges that and acknowledges that you don't want him or her to touch it, then that's when the repercussions come in, you know. But until then, you know, they're not guilty. They're not accountable. So we got to get – That's what this is about right here. So the ninth month, we're doing spiritual cleansing. The cleansing is of the self. Okay, now nobody looking outside of yourself. You want to look for your devil, the name is self. That's your lower self. Okay? You want to look for your God, your Savior, that's your higher self. That's that spirit of discernment. It's inside of each one of us. So this is what we're pushing forward to bring out. See, so we were never educated, you feel me? So we don't have that. We don't understand the spiritual equation of everything, understanding that we're spiritual beings first. So that's what this is about, and that's what we're trying to focus on here. I got to check my lines here and make sure I don't have no callers on here. My thing be clicking off extremely loud here. Okay, now, so I see you, bro. Good morning to you as well, sir. Okay, so. Now, today, we was going to discuss, I wanted to get that word of the day out for you as far as the community out there. We got to understand that. Common unity in the community. Commune and unity. We got to come together deeply. We really do. We got to sit down and we got to have them talk. Start with your own family first. You don't got to look so far out. Oh, I don't want to mess with them ends, them Negroes. Nah, you got, man, with your own family, the ones that you care about and deal with. Start a structure. Start stuff with them. Start a trust. And that's what this conversation will be about today, about different business formations and diversifying portfolios. You know, we'll go into that, and we'll go into the Proclamation Declaration, understanding citizenship, all right? And then we'll stay in the spirit of Ramadan. We'll stay in our spiritual clarity and cleansing. That's what we're going to do. Now, I know that's what my jihad is every day. People don't understand that. It's spiritual. Physical is second, the second part of you. That's the... y'all gotta understand that, man. There's two selves, the higher and the lower. So the spiritual was before the physical. So that's what we got to deal with. But we've been taught to deal with the physical first. That's why everybody's taught that we only got five senses. Well, okay, you got five senses. Them physical ones that they talking about. What about the ones that's non-physical? So you got some above the eyebrow. They talking about everything below the eyebrow. Yeah. What about intuition? What about telepathy? They don't tell you that. That sounds like seven, at least to me, at least right there, right? Okay, so, you know, like I said, the dumbed-down process has been in full effect, and I've been a part of it, so I'm not excluded from that. Okay, so in diversifying the portfolio, as far as the business formation goes, when you're setting up businesses, there's a lot of different pillars go into setting up the business. Now, the business is not just the EIN. We went over this before, the EIN and getting your registering with the state. Those are components of it, but that's not all of it. And a lot of time we say, okay, we up and running, we booming, and that's cool. Yeah, you got your business up and running and booming. But if you want to reap the rewards of setting up your business, structuring your business right, then there's other things that you have to do as well. There's other things that the institutions, the financial institution that you might, the lenders that you might be trying to go to get some chalupas, some feria from, you know, some dineros from, you know, some of them greenbacks or whatever, however you want to take it, crypto, they're giving out all kind of stuff now, whatever you're trying to get, you need to have your structure together so you can maximize your opportunity. They're giving away all kinds of finance because they want to stimulate the economy. You got to be a stimulator. You don't just take the stimulus and just go be a consumer. You need to formulate business, stimulate the economy, stimulate the father of the money. See where they're putting the money at in the economy, in the stocks, in the crypto, in the different things. Follow the paper trail. Remember to follow the yellow big roll, Wizard of Oz. So that's what this is. So you got EIN. Okay, you start off with that. And then you got your, but you could do your Secretary of State. You got to also have your email, okay? You got to have your website. They want to see that. They want to see your website. They want to see a phone number. Not only a phone number, but they want to be able to call 411 direct and be able to, when your number pops up and somebody hit that 411 direct, 411 check and see who called it, it should say your business name on there. You feel me? You should have an 800 number. A 1-800 number should go on there. You know, these other all things. And you should have your, you know, you got to have your bank account. Definitely got to have your bank account on there. You want to have your Facebook business account, your Instagram, your Twitter, all those vehicles you want to have for your business. You want to have all those things on there. Dot it off. Dot the I's. Cross the T's. That's it. Yeah. And when you go in there, and then you want to have your DUNS. You want to have your DUNS number. DUNS and Rap Street. You want to have your DUNS number. And then you might want to have your NAV account. You know, a net asset value, which is equivalent to DUNS, but to me is actually more effective than DUNS. And they help you with your lender. So those two places, like Credit Karma, they build up your business profile, and then NAV hits you like Credit Karma. Boom, boom, boom. We got a match for you on the lender on this, and that. Yeah, so you don't got to do nothing. Just have your bank account to your business hooked up. Boom, boom, boom. Man, and they go in. Ah, man, so they collect, NAV collect from DUNS and the bureaus. So it's all on there on your board so you can see everything. So, yeah, so you have all this up in there. Now when you go to these lenders, and then there's another thing. We don't understand banking as we don't understand financing. Banks are depositories, okay? Do you understand what a depository? That means deposit. So if you're just thinking because you got some money and you just put in this 10 grand or 20 grand in there and you call it, you stacking it and you just leaving it there, man, that don't mean googly squat. Man, that man, you ain't gaining no interest. They ain't making nothing off that. That ain't gaining no interest, man. You ain't going to never flip that like that. You feel what I'm saying? So the banking is where you got to really watch out with how do you bank. And what are you putting in? So instead of having that 20 just sitting up in there, this is what you do. You take out 12 of it, right? You keep eight of it in there. You take out 12 of it, and you make sure that 12 goes through that account every month. Yeah, you have to always make sure 12 goes through that account. You make sure 12 go through that account, or you make sure daily deposits. If you can't afford something like that, put $100 in a day. Every day that you put a deposit, that's a credit. It goes to show, and they want to see that. They want to see how many deposits were made, how much. Now, like I said, I just gave y'all a tip. Now, if you put $12,000 in your account for 3 months, hey, you're going to get some real nice lenders. And I'm here to tell you that. And that don't mean it has to be yours. Borrow it. Put somebody, hey, man, this is what I got going on. Hey, man, put that in there. Go grab 3,000, put that same 3,000 in there every week. Put it in there, go take it out. Yeah, it looks like it's balanced it out. I don't give a damn. It's going through. You're showing the others you're going. 12,000 going to your account because you got other money coming in. But you want to make sure that you got a for sure a 12 going in. So like I said, amongst your other thing, you might only got 6 coming in right now, 5,000 coming in. Hey, but what you got to do is you got to take a lump sum and put it in there that's outside of that. So you go just pull this money out and just keep putting it in. You ain't going to never spend it. Just keep putting it in amongst your other six you've been putting in. And then boom, boom, boom. And that's all you're going to do. But now $12,000 need to go through that account every month for 90 days. Every day for 90 days. And you go get a nice lender. They're going to be looking. You'll be looking at like $300,000. They'll be looking at you. Yeah, they'll be trying to give you some money. So those are things that you have to do on the business formation side. Now, having a diversified portfolio, why is that important? We never understand what does that mean. Well, you play Monopoly. That's what a diversified portfolio is. They had different colors. So I don't know if you was colorblind or if you were just stuck on, you was gangbanging, you were just stuck on one color, you feel me, and you just grabbed one piece of the board. That's what you were just searching for. Or was you trying to grab you a little piece of everything so you can wheel and deal and strategize? You feel me? And that's what this is about, okay? This is about diversifying your portfolio because when something's not working, something else is. When something's down, something else is up. Or that's what balances it off. But when you just got everything in one area and it bam, the Titanic. I think there's only two people stuck up left on top of that thing to two people now. That's like restarting the whole world over now. They talking about Adam and Eve or something now. You don't want that. So you need to have your portfolio well diversified. That's right. You need to have it well diversified. Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors. You need to have little bits of this and little bits of that. You know, you got cryptos, not just Bitcoin and Ethereum. They got all kinds of cryptos. They got altcoins, alternative coins, that's undercurrents to the, or tokens to the coins, that's making extreme amount of revenue right now, that's making people multimillionaires, that's making people extreme wealth right now. I bear witness. So, you know, those little percentages, hey, that stuff is going up 20%, 100% in one day. Yeah, 100%, 200% in a week. Yeah, man, get in and get out quick and leave the rest in there. Get your profits out and leave the rest in there and take your profits and go reinvest into some other coins and stuff and build up your portfolio quick. Man, I'm seeing it. They minting millionaires and billionaires right now. The corporations, the big corporations are putting all their monies into the certain sectors of the stocks and certain cryptos and the cryptos and all that type of stuff. Follow the money, folks. That's all you have to do. Follow the money. So, yeah, this is a time of real spiritual awakening right now, spiritual enlightenment. This is the Aquarius age that we in. So everybody is spiritually heightened now. And there's no more time for games. It's time for understanding now. And I do listen. La ilaha illallah Muhammad al-Rasulullah. I bear witness that there's no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the prophet and messenger. And I bear witness that Noble Drew Ali is Allah's prophet. Last prophet in these days, and that he's a thought of Allah, that's right, sent to these plains, and that I bear witness that the Roman seal has been broke. The captives have been set free. Yeah, but they have to declare or proclaim. If nobody can do it for you, you have to do that for yourself. That's the example that's been shown before you. So you celebrate 4th of July with the Europeans, but they proclaimed. That was a proclamation declaration. That's right. They made declared. That's why in paper form to the world, they not only proclaimed it out loud, but they declared it in paper form. So listen, bear witness and take, you know, what you have to do. But that's what happened, and the Roman seal has been broke. You are not Negroes, blacks, colors, African-Americans, that is not you, Indians, that is not you, that's not the name of you. So you got to understand that. You got to understand geographics. Got an understanding what nationality is, pedigree. You know, that's what this stuff is, man. his nationality, man. So we got to really get into that. People don't understand that. How you got a seat at the table? You don't have a seat at the table. Man, I keep saying it. I keep got to pound this in. We use the hammer. We use the hammer to pound in the truth. I got to pound it in to you guys. Donald Trump said it. It's safe to assume that if you're not at the table, then you're on the menu. Where's your seat at the table? They got a United Nations out there. That when crimes against humanity and the things being done against your civil rights and liberties that you was given by your inalienable rights by God, that you could go for redress for your grievances. Where is your seat at the table? It says United Nations. Where is your seat? I'm talking to the Negro, black, colored, white, all those types of tags they putting on. Where is your seat? Your seat is the red, white, and blue flag is sitting at the table representing you. That's right. When you're at the Olympics, all your accolades, everything that you do, Mr. Black, African American, everything that you do and hold up, that all your accolades are copyrighted and property of corporate America. That's a corporate manner, folks. I mean, gosh, it's plain to see. It's in all 50 states. It's a corporate banner. All 50 states have it. It's incorporated. That's what that means. The franchise. Y'all don't see that? Man, so that's what your citizenship is. It's corporate citizenship, artificial person. Y'all got to get into your natural state of things. That's where your rights are. That's where your property at. That's where your land is. This land is your land. This land is my land. Remember y'all saying that? They make you saying that at school. My country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Yeah, land where my fathers died, all that. We didn't understand that. Yeah, but it was true. Yeah, this land is your land and my land. That's right. Yeah, you doing business on it, but this is my land and yours because you got agreement to do business here. I understand what's going on, folks. Yeah, they had two flags flying up there. You didn't understand the state flag was your seal that represents your sovereignty under that. That's what you was born under that. On the real, that's national. You feel me? The state, even though that's a state union, that's a government that's formed. And it might not have been a government that was representing you in that union, in that form, but that's what a state is. A state is a nation. State, the word state and nation is synonymous. They mean the same thing. But you're not taught that because we dumbed down over here. All around the world, every state that you see on the map is a country. Except over here, we just say state. No, every state is a country. It's foreign. That's why you're dealing with jurisdictions. Everything is dealing with jurisdictions. It's foreign to each other. You know, so that's why on the highway you got troopers and highway patrols and different stuff like that. It's different jurisdictions going on. Why is it being just one police force? Why is it all these different jurisdictions? You got to understand who you are and what jurisdiction pertains to you. Every police force don't pertain to you. Did you know that? Every police force is not sanctioned. Some of them police forces is artificial. They dealing with artificial and corporations and statutes and codes dealing with corporations. Did you know that? Oh, you didn't know that? Well, welcome to the Gong Show. If you ain't old enough to know about the Gong Show, gong, you've been gonged. Now you know. Yeah, so understanding these things, and that's what's going on. So I wanted to share something with you guys. You know, and this is out of the Moorish Quran. And I wanted to share you something about a holy covenant of the Asiatic nation. Because I'm trying to understand, how is it that people claim the same faith? See, Abrahamic faith. That's what we say. Abrahamic faith. That means the same father. That's what they say. The father Abraham, the same person. So how is it that the families are at war? How can the same people, brothers, be at war? It had to be, something had to go wrong. Somebody has to be in violation. And we have to know of things, of ancient times and codes to understand. See who is in default. Yeah, who is in error? Who isn't wrong? So, chapter 15 says, a holy covenant of the Asiatic nation. It says, ye are the children of one father, provided for by his care, and the breast of one mother have given you suck. Let the bonds of affection, therefore, unite thee with thy brothers, that peace and happiness may dwell in thy Father's house. And when ye separate in the world, remember the relation that bindeth you to love and unity, and prefer not a stranger before thy own blood. If thy brother is in adversity, assist him. If thy sister is in trouble, forsake her not. So shall the fortunes of thy father contribute to the support of his whole race, and his care be continued to you all in your love to each other. Now that's deep right there. Let's see right now, that of support to his whole race. So you the children of one father, Father God Allah, Father of the universe. Okay? And the breast of one mother has given you suck. Mother Earth. But you're father and mother too on a physical plane. Okay, so it's spiritual and physical. So you got the father of the universe and you got the mother earth. Let the bonds of affection therefore unite thee with thy brother. That's showing you that nobody's different. He said, you are the children of one father, provided for by his care, and the breast of one mother have given you suck. Yeah, the father of the universe and the mother earth. You're no different from nobody else around here, no matter what you look like or what people tell you or try to program you to think. So it says, number two says, let the bonds of affection, therefore, unite thee with thy brothers, that peace and happiness may dwell in thy father's house. Three, and when ye separate in the world, remember the relation that bindeth you to love and unity. What's the relation? You got one father and one mother. When you separate in the world, remember the relation that bindeth you to love and unity, and prefer not a stranger before thy own blood. What does that mean? Because there's only one blood. So what does that mean? That means charity starts at home. That's right. Look outside yourself and helping everybody else. When you got people right inside your home that need help and right inside your own family that need help, then you extend it outwards. You show your own family first. That's the hardest place for a prophet and a messenger to be recognized, is at home. So you need to be dutiful and be the light there and show that first so they can bear witness to that. And so it could be embedded in them so they could go out into the world and be fishers and gatherers and bring in the fish and bring the coin, the gold coin out the fish's mouth. Okay, I do bear witness. I don't do a lot of bear witness to you. Your greatness and presence, your oneness. Four, if thy brother is in adversity, assist him. If thy sister is in trouble, forsake her not. Man, listen, a lot of times I see people out there standing around. I could pass them by. They could be crooking. They could be running game. But that's not for me to decide. It's for me to decipher if I want to give to them. But it's not for me to decide what's their plight. I don't know what's their plight. I just know that they're out there. And for them to be there is something going on. You know, it's something going on. And I be dutiful. And there's other ways you can be dutiful other than just giving to them. You know, you can give to them. You can provide a service for them if you have that need. You know. But you notice when you do for a person, the first thing they say, see, this is how you understand the spiritual and the physical equation. See, you give it to them physically. You don't know what they're going to do with it physically. That's what you're worried about it. But I'm worried about awakening the spirit. My spirit of giving to you is what I'm trying to worry about. I'm not worried about what you're going to do with it. That's up to you and your God. My God and my consciousness, my higher self, tell me to give to you. So I might roll down the window and give to you. But you know how I know that I touched you spiritually? Because each one of them, you know what they say, no matter what their plight, what they're looking like out there, you know what the first thing they say when you give them a buck or two? God bless you and thank you. That's what they say. They bear witness to God first. See, I see people, and whatever you say, they say the word God. I say Allah. Other people say whatever terminology you want to say, that God word is God. But, you know, I see people that's in high places. They have a lot of affluence and money and prestige. They get on awards and shows, and the first thing they give praise to is anything but the Creator. Then somewhere down the line, oh, yeah, God, by the way, they might say something like that. But, yeah, these people, that's the first thing they do. The meek shall inherit the earth. Humble. Humility. So I like that better than giving it to somebody who fits and not even appreciate something. So And by the way, it's not even about that. It's about, you know, doing this for the sake of, I know that I'm supposed to be the gatekeeper, the civilizer. If I have other things to offer, too, with that, I might roll down the window, give them a bag. You might roll down, start rolling with bags if you know you live in an area with some good sand in it from whatever book that you read, from whatever scripture or whatever poems or something influential or inspirational that you read. And make them some food. You don't have to give them money. Excuse me. Make them some food. Put some good water or good drink in there. And put a good word in there for them. And tell them about your ministry and your mission and where they can find you and where they can locate you or where they can hear from you again. And you never know how you bring them out of that darkness into light. You never know how that touches them down the road. So these are the things that we can start doing. So it's information out there. So when we're dealing with business, the information is the key now. Aquarian age, spiritual heightness, Google, Facebook, all them people are mega giants from information. They borrowed your information and sold it. Ain't that something? Sold everything about you. Every thought, when you get on your phone and start talking, that smartphone go to work. And when you start talking, it be punching in them keywords. And next thing you know, them little apps and them little pop-ups, yeah, the little commercials, yeah, they start selling you things. And you wondering, where the heck did this come from? Because you were just thinking about that. Ha, 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 ha. You were thinking out loud. And they might got something. You keep taking shots and all this stuff home. They might got something your brain keep thinking. And they might start popping up what you were just thinking in your brain. You might look at your phone. Hold on, I was just thinking that. Yeah, so watch out now. Watch out, because the beast is diabolical. The beast and the dragon. Read the books. You got the books out there. You got the books out there. You read about Revelation. You read about it. You read about it. You read about the beast. You read about the dragon. You read about the, you know, the whore who sits on many waters. You read about Babylon. You read about the mystery Babylon. You read about different stuff out there. A lot of different stories. You read about Joseph in the Bible and Quran. You know, and both are good stories. But if you read the Quran, the Quranic version of Joseph is so beautiful, so much more beautiful, so much more truthful. You can see it. Anybody with spiritual, I've been read it to a lot of my Christian brethren and sisters. I let them see it for themselves, let them read it. And yeah, it's just beautiful. So, like, this life is just, it's just a spiritual journey, folks. You got people of different cloths, of different faiths, and we have misunderstanding from a lack of knowledge because we've been born into things and we wasn't taught anything other. So what your forefathers, what your parents did, that's what you got, and you say that's truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And that's what you stand on, not knowing that there's more than one truth. For any one of us to hold on to one thing, one book, and say that that's the truth and nothing but the truth and nothing else, then you're limited, the all-powerful creator. That's what you have doing. That's what you're doing. Blasphemy on you. Anybody who do that you will limit the creator to one little book. That's the Quran even tell you that. Yeah, if all the oceans, now let me say it here for you, if all the oceans were ink and all the trees were pens, you would not exhaust the words of Allah. So how can you think that your book is the only book? Man, it's all kinds of knowledge and stuff out of here. Get out of here. You don't even need a book. You go look at the nature and write a book. You could go look at the animals and the insects and write a book and write a story. Just got you telling you, look at the bees. Look at the bees, what they doing. They being productive. They being industrious on the land. What are you doing? I think we need a timeout, a break. Disclaimer. Anything I say on here is not to harm anybody. It's from my own perspective, from my own knowledge, from my own studies. And I'm not the most knowledgeable because every day you can learn something. And I might need to be corrected on something. And I will take that advice. I will take that criticism. And I will, you know, I will amend that and make that right because I want to be standing on truth at all times. So that's why I try to study. And the things that I say, I want to give it to you from studies. And if it ain't coming from me, I'm going to give it to you from a quote from somebody else. And you could deal with John and Jack. You deal that? You got that? Okay, so that's where we at with that. So, me, I am Moorish American. It is Ramadan. A lot of people wonder, do the Moors Ramadan? And the Moors follow the Prophet Muhammad. The Moors follow what? We didn't come with nothing new. Prophet Noble Drew Ali didn't bring nothing new. He went to Mecca and was commissioned. Yeah, that's where he was commissioned at. So how could he bring something new? By the head of the royal family, the Sahib, by the head of the royal family. That's who he was commissioned by. Sultan Abdul Aziz Abu Sa'd, the descendant of Hagar, who was the head of the holy city of Mecca. Yeah, that's who welcomed him in and whispered in his ear and told him who he was over here. He already knew anyway, but just whispered the secrets to him, you feel me? And authorized him to bring Islam to the West, because nobody had did that. That's not to say that people wasn't coming in and out of these shores over here, that Muslims wasn't running in and out of these shores. Our foremothers and forefathers were Muslims. But we're talking about to propagate the faith openly. You got to remember, it was Tartars over here. That stuff, they was on Christian time. That's what they was pushing over here. They came over here. If you read their charter, they came over here to push the Christian faith. But it was already a creed over here. That's right. Creed means like your religion. Yeah, it was already a creed over here. Just like if people already had a national name over here. So you start calling them India, Indian. This ain't India. So how you call them Indian? So now to make this the West Indies. Oh, so you're going to call them Indians, West Indians, because they look like the same people who was over in India. And by the way, the migration out of the Garden of Eden was into India first. So that's where the first ones went. And by the way, if everybody acknowledges that the Moors circumnavigated the globe, that means that they didn't hit every piece of track, every piece of terrain, every piece of land that you see here. They were there first. So I'll just rest. I rest on that. So that's what I equate myself to. You know, I understand about the charters this on this land. I understand about whose dominion this is. You got to understand, the kings and stuff had dominion, empires that extended over vast extensions of land, over continents. That's right. See, you've been pitified. You've been dumbed down to belittled to think of nothing. And don't think of greatness, of kings and queens, and what a kingdom and a dominion and an empire is. Yeah. So this is a dominion over here. This is a part of a dominion. And you're in your vast estate. You're at home. That's right. That's all you got to do is equate yourself. Uh-huh. Declare and proclaim. You say that you're Indian? Okay, we'll find out what that really means. That's the name that the European gave us. To find out what that really means. Find out who was really here. You feel me? It was some people that civilized this. Remember now, some people already circumnavigated the globe. It was some people that civilized this North America, this hemisphere already before any other settlers. Then it was other people that came. Remember, we all family now. We all blood. So when you read your Bible, you don't know what Moabite, Hittite, Amorite, Canaanite, all these names. We just passed that over. Yeah, those are names that mean people, to which you got shades of people who are on the land now. Right. So these people already had people that was aboriginal here, people that's indigenous here, and it's people that's native here. So you got to break down those words. Remember, native can be anybody born here is a native. Yeah. But that don't make a German shepherd not a German shepherd. A German shepherd is a German shepherd. That's his nationality. That's his pedigree, his bloodline. So everybody claims Jesus. Okay, so then go back and follow his bloodline. Go in there and study his bloodline. See which one of the tribes is running through his bloodline. See if how many tribes. If he got Canaanite, if he got Moabite, see all that. And then go in there and see, and don't be dumbed down what you've been taught to read and believe in books. People believe all these people was exiled, and these people was... they ain't no good, and these people was sodomists, and this man, the whole world didn't want to stray. I mean, that's bad. It's all kinds of people doing that. It's all kinds of people and corrupt and doing wrong. You feel me? But there's a lot of civilizers, poor righteous teachers out there. A lot of people just clean and pure and getting it and have thoughts and deeds that are upright. That's right. So that's what this is about. So all this needs to go in together with forming in our family a business design. We need to go back and you need to get your ancestry together, understanding what tribe you're from, because they have treaties and agreements, and you got land rights that was set aside for you under that. And you can, this land is soaked in hundreds of years of our foremothers and fathers' blood, sweat, and tears. Hundreds of years. Every part of this hemisphere, north, central, to south, has been conquered in blood. In blood. And took him, the land took him. Treaties, they broke treaties left and right, just taking the land, putting diseases on us, killing us. Man, if you don't try to identify yourself with as a nation of people, because a nation means you're going to have land under your feet, that means resources. That means a real value, not this money that they putting around, not these cryptocurrencies that they putting around to fool your mind. Then you won't have nothing as soon as they bring it out of circulation, as soon as they want to shut it down and create something new. That stuff created by law. This is the artificial game. That's what the U.S. citizen and all this stuff is about. That's what I'm trying to tie into you. You need to get some nationality about yourself. That's the order of the day. That's what Papa Noble Drew Ali brought. That's where he separated himself. That's how the Roman seal was broke. So he tell us, so in our divine constitution and bylaws in Acts 6, he says, he taught us, our order is, with us, all members must proclaim their nationality. And we are teaching our people their nationality and their divine creed, that they may know that they are a part and a partial of this dead government, and know that they are not Negroes, colored folks, black people, or Ethiopians, because these names were given to slaves by slaveholders in 1779 and lasted until 1865 during the time of slavery. But this is a new era of time now, and all men now must proclaim their free national name to be recognized by the government in which they live, that's your government, and the nations of the earth. This is the reason why Allah, the great God of the universe, ordained Noble Drew Ali, the prophet, to redeem his people from their sinful ways. The Moorish Americans are the descendants of the ancient Moabites, whom inhabited the northwestern and southwestern shores of Africa. And by the way, the northwestern and southwestern shores of Africa is here. See, they never taught you that. They gave that name to what they call Africa. This is Northwest, Southwest, Amexum. That's what our people call it. The European called it Northwest, Southwest, Africa. But you've been taught to just look to the continent, the seven continents that looks like the seven, as just Africa. No, the whole landmass was named the same thing. This is Northwest, Southwest Extension, which includes Alaska, Canada, North America, Central America, Mexico, Central America, South America, and the islands. That's right. Cuba, Haiti, Dominican Republic, we was already here. Man, they got plenty of documentation. They got a documentation on HBO. Everybody must watch. They got one called Exterminate All the Brutes. Watch it. You know, they mix truth and falsehoods, but they got a lot of stuff in there. Just show you the hemisphere. Show you who is who, what is what. People keep saying, I don't want to be that. Oh, we ain't this, we ain't that. Man, it's one blood. You Aboriginal. Here, all the blood is in you. Anybody who will get a DNA test, all the blood is in you. You and the European go get a DNA test, here, what you think he is going to show? He going to have some African, so-called African stock in him. Hell, and if you going to have Baskin Robin in you, yeah, all around. Say, oh, I got Irish. I got Australian. You know, I'm this percent. Yeah, he got all kinds. He got a bouquet. Yeah, that's why you in this melting pot over here. You got a bouquet. But guess what? It all comes from one source. You the original man. I'm the original source. It all comes from me. So I don't say, oh, I got Indian in me. Oh, I got white in me. Or I got this in me. No, I am who I am. All things come from me. Hell, if darkness preceded light, then blackness preceded white. There's no way of white. You can't get it, man. If you got black, you can get all the shades out of that. You get all the shades out of black. So that's just understanding that. It ain't about racism and all that type of stuff. Just understand that we all from one blood, from one people. That's what this creation is here. So understanding that and understanding how the shades will take a person a lot of time, but they give you a lot of understanding. So we want to form trust funds and business plans for our family. And we put the trust funds. The trust funds is going to, you got domestic trust and you have foreign trust. We are foreign, so you definitely want to set up foreign trust because you want to set up foreign trust so they won't be in the jurisdiction of the United States and their governance. That's what you call being private. Okay, then you could set up domestic trust so you could be public and have your straw man doing business or setting up business, which is the straw man, artificial persons, to do business. That's how you operate, folks. That's how you separate yourself from liability. And you people keep getting businesses, so you limit the liability, but you keep putting yourself as liability for it. Set up a trust. Yeah, you set up a trust, have a trustee, and let your trust do a thing. So J.D. Rockefeller said it best. That's what he said. He said, own nothing, control everything. How do you do that? With a trust. Yeah, you don't own it, you control it. So you see all them people, the Kardashians and all the people, them all people, them trust babies. They got trust set up to operate and function, and in trust they grow. You put value into them, property into them, assets into them, and they grow. The trustee grows them. When he sees things to buy, he buys. When he sells, he needs to sell. But he grows it, and he grows it, and grows it. And you live off that equity, off the interest, and off that stuff. You know, you put museum stuff in there, art, antique cars, you feel me, real estate, property, investments, you feel me, stock portfolio, stuff we ain't been doing as Negroes, Blacks, Colors, and African Americans. So you ain't going to be taught that. And by the way, the next question I wanted to ask you is public schools. Why do we send our children? Why do you send your children to public school? Because if you look down your family tree, you look down at your ancestors, your family tree, what did you get out of public school? Now, a lot of y'all are going to raise hell and say, oh, well, man, we did this. We went to Harvard. We did this, and we got this and that. Man, as a whole, you have nothing. And what was you taught? What was you taught that helped you give back to your people? Because you keep saying, what I got. What was you taught that helped you to give back to your people? See, you were taught nothing about that. Everything you was taught that helped you get was to go help somebody else of value. So everything you obtain is to keep up with the Joneses is going into the Joneses' pocket. Mr. Joneses is of European descent. That's right, I said it. So Mr. Jones is of European descent. Well, you might got his family name now, but that don't still don't take the fact away is of European descent. So when you put that index on it, that Bay or that L or whatever you put your tribal name behind it, now you got a difference on it. I know you don't want to erase your family history. Nobody want to do that. But just understanding that. So we want to set up that trust, you know, set up them trust, them foreign trust, and set up them domestic trust. And then we want to, you know, acquire acquisitions, properties and stuff like that and put them in a trust. You know, then you can rent them out, Airbnb them, and, you know, set them up for whatever kind of facilities you want to and all that. But it ain't nothing nobody can point at you and take nothing away from you and sue you, you know. But, yeah, in your personal self. Yeah, and your persona and persona sui juris, and your right self. So that's what you want to do. So come together, network, set up a business plan, put all the requirements inside the business that needs to be inside the business. Understanding what when you go for a loan, what they're going to be looking for. They're going to be looking for that DUNS number now. They're going to be looking to see if you're uptight with DUNS and having your primary accounts, you know, putting your primary accounts on there. It's things you could do. Now, Al Moore Consulting, LLC.com. That's the website, ALMOOR, Al Moore Consultation, LLC.com. Hey, go there, set you up a free consultation, and get you some understanding about real business formation and how to set it up. Put something together. Helping NERF acquire Life to Humanity, 501c3, nonprofit organization. Well, that's what we're doing. We're looking for to get out in the community and get some trucks together. That's what we're doing. We're just putting stuff together. We don't go to the the programs that they got out here, even though they could be useful and resourceful. We stay independent, and we depend on ourselves and our people, and we just stay away from getting taxed and putting stuff together. You know, there's ways you can put stuff together. You got to get if you're going under the U.S. Citizen Act, then you're dealing with, you know, different forms of commerce and different taxations. So you just got to understand that, what's private and what's public. And that's what we're trying to teach the people. So every day you need to learn a new word. You need to get in the dictionary, the law dictionaries, and understand what's going on. Understanding that you at home. Martin Luther King said it. Then, bow! Man, when he gave that the last great speech in Memphis, and they knocked our kinfolk off. That's your kinfolk. That's why they either crucify us all. You feel me? That's how they're trying to kill us before we grow. That's how it go when you got the voice. But you can't kill the spirit. All you got to do is go rewind this. Just rewind this for years after years. Rewind that spirit. Play it over. You don't let your ancestor die. You play that spirit over and over. They can't kill that. It lives on. It's going to germinate. It's going to grow in one of us, that seed. You feel me? That seed is perfect. That's from the source that it came from. All they got to do is fall in the right soil. The soil is the earth, the mother. If she's right, then that seed will grow up right. This child is only perfect as the mother, even though it comes from a perfect seed. And that's why we got to understand that, too. Getting our nation together through that woman. That woman, that's the woman. That's the most beautiful thing. The female, man, listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen, on this planet, the woman is the God. I bear witness to that. Yeah. She can't be inferior. Either she's the first God or she's co-creator, because she can't be inferior to none. Because on this planet, everything comes from the female gender. That's all I see. Insects, animals, plants. Yeah, you can't grow nothing. All of it's the female. So I bear witness to you women. Yes, I do. I bear witness to that. And we've got to get more respect for the woman. She's the first creator, the first civilizer. Yeah, in her laboratory, she's creating and teaching. Whatever you teach her, whatever's inside of her, that's what goes inside of the child. So that's what we recreate. So we want to get these business plans together. We want to recreate these children and come out. Hey, we want to recreate. Man, listen, we got all these four corners on the earth. We need to build unity. You know, hey, you know, we can have a family member from each continent. Yeah, you can start you a tribe from each continent. Get you an orphan woman from each continent. Men, take her in. She might have a child already. Take her in. Educate her. Yeah, learn the language and teach each of your children from their marriages in each continent. Now, I ain't telling y'all to go out there and be polygamous. You got to understand what it is. It's not to leave nobody behind. You got to be prepared for that. This ain't about lust. This ain't about your lower self. This is about your higher self. You heard what I said. Take a woman in that's been left. She's a widow. Don't she have children? Need some help. Somebody, a real man, go stand in to raise them. You feel me? My lady has four. Yeah, that's what I'm helping her with, four. So that's what you have to do, and take them in. And you have to give them understanding and knowledge and wisdom and teach them in the right ways, ways that you didn't know, ways that you learned from that your parents made mistakes. And you get on them tough with it and don't spoil them, don't spare them. And what I mean by spoiling, I mean you don't give them the things that they need and some of the things that they want, but you got to teach them how to get it. They don't get it off just screaming and yelling and kicking and doing the wrong things. You got to educate them and teach them what's right and wrong. What you put in is what you get out. That goes for all of us. So we got to put these business plans together. We got to educate ourselves and each other. And we got to come together and unify and pool our resources. That's the only way around it. It don't take much to build a business up. Man, $12,000, get you a tier 3 business plan. Man, go get you $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 from the people, other people's money. That's how this country was formed. That's how this United States of America was formed. Not America. America was already here. And we was already functioning before that union. But the United States of America is a business union. And it was formed off they borrowed money. They borrowed money from the Moors on the Moors ancestral to do business on the Moors ancestral estate. The Moors ancestral estate is where they set up the original plantations and colonies. That's the states from Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, the 13 states that they had going up that way. Now, the other states, it was other nations and tribes here. Yeah. Remember, Pocahontas dad had 30 nations under his reign. She was heir to the throne. She married a John Smith, I believe, a European. He ended up getting heirship to the land. That's how they got a foothold over here in America. So y'all got to understand who you are. You could be heir to one of these nations. You could be heir to multiple nations. You might be the Creek or the Choctaw, the Cherokee, one of the five. Yeah, one of the five Seminole, one of the five civilized tribes. You might be the heir. Yeah, the queen or the king, the chief. Yeah, but you don't even know your blood ancestry. You keep saying that you're Indian. Well, let's get it together. Put a business plan. Figure about your whole family. It don't matter what they is. It don't matter if they on crap. It doesn't matter if they running around out there in the streets. Go find out who you are. Get it together. Get all these birth certificates, all these marriage certificates, all these documents that have been used against you to harm you, all these insurance policies and stuff they've been using with this social impact number they've been using against you, just been calling you black and that they've been using and been using on the stock market, and they've been getting money off of it, and you've been getting benefits off of it, and they've been nationalized you off of it. Yeah, and so you use that and put it to put a class action suit together with you and your family. If it's only 10 of y'all, if it's 100 of y'all, 1,000 of y'all, the more the merrier. Yeah, put a class action suit. They'll sweep it under the rug quietly if you know what you're doing, if you know who you are, if you know how to stand up. Go see your governor. Go see your secretary of state. Go set up a mission. When you get all your stuff together, all your papers are together, everybody been put on notice that you are who you are, that you're not a U.S. citizen, that you're not a corporation. Yeah. Yeah, you have rights to that. You got rights to citizen. You have the right to be a citizen or naturalized or not. You was forced to be one. So if you, until you want to be one, then you understand that what being one is and what it entails is an artificial person. Then you can create one to be one. That's what a business is for. Create a business. That's an artificial person. A business is a U.S. citizen, artificial person. Create one. Or create identity for one. So that's up to you, understanding that and going into that, to that level and understanding that. So, like I said, folks, this is about us coming together in business as a family, starting with your family, having diversified portfolios, whether it's cryptos. And listen, crypto stocks, certain stocks will do with 5G, clean air, electric vehicles. That type of stuff is going to be booming for years to come. That's what they're putting all the money at. That's what they put on. Remember, their money ain't worth nothing. It's trash, so they got to put it in something to stimulate the economy so they could generate some more money so consumers can consume. So you got to follow the money. That's what this is about. That's why I'm giving you the game now. Just follow them. Follow where they're putting all the billions and the millions of dollars in, so what sectors, what currencies, what stuff. And then don't forget the number one thing. As a nation of people and you have land, don't forget, gold and silver is always the substance, the lawful substance in the republic. In the republic for which we stand. Remember for Star Wars, and the force is with you, the republic. It's only one form of government. That's the republic. For the people, by the people. That means you elect the officials to do your bidding and for your international affairs, meaning for intercourse with other nations and tribes, whether at home or abroad. Yeah, so that's what you form your government and stuff for. You feel me? But it's the people that's under it. It's the real representative. That's the sovereign people, the free people. You feel me? That's the private people. You feel me? So you got to learn how to separate that, and that's what's going on. You've been bamboozled and hoodwinked. You feel me? To think anything else. I thank y'all for joining me. I thank y'all for coming to the morning drip with Superfine Bay. Yeah, I'm learning more. I don't know everything. I might be wrong on some things. Call me. Correct me. You feel me? The call-in number is always as well, 914-205-5502. I know I didn't say it at all during the show this time. You know, I just wanted to spill. I'm going to have a one day of the week where people call in. You know, I just wanted to spill and give it to you. And I want you to take your notes. And then you go back in the archives and you pull up the shows. And then you study them. And if you see things that's good that you can find healing from and that you can use, then use that. You know, you use that and share that. Share that with people. Share that with yourself. And when you find healing and it's good for you, then give it to your family. And then go from there. All right? And that's what we're going to do. And we will continue to join with each other. As long as I'm breathing, as long as the universe sees that I have need and purpose, I'm going to be here, and I'm going to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining me all around the world from all walks of life. Man, it's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be able to share. It's a blessing to be able to come to you in peace and in love and in humility. I come to you as a humble servant. I thank you, guys. I come to you as a Moorish American today, as I am Suleiman Bey. I do follow the prophet Noble Drew Ali. He did come to the American force. He did break the Roman shield to show you of our nationality, and to show you that you are at home. You see, this piece of land is yours. This is the land of milk and honey. I thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you. I thank the Creator for the universe, for the breath of life today. Ramadan Mubarak. Come back again, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy your day. Be blessed and peaceful. Thank you. Morning drip. Suleiman Bey.